I remember one Sunday I was about to start the Sunday Mass. I was in the back of church and with the altar boys. And before Mass, one of the altar boys said, "Knock, knock." I said, "Who's there?" He sprinkled holy water on me and said, "John the Baptist." So John the Baptist has more than one feast day. He has his nativity, which we celebrate on June 24th. But then we have his martyrdom, which we celebrate today, August 29th. And the new translation of the Missal calls it the Passion of St. John the Baptist. The Lord went through his passion, his agony in the garden, his imprisonment, his scourging, crowning, carrying the cross, and crucifixion. And John went through his passion as well, being arrested, being thrown, and chained up in the prison, and then beheaded for his outstanding courage and fearlessness in speaking out against the immorality of King Herod. We look at St. John the Baptist, we see that from his whole life, even in his mother's womb, he was a witness to truth, a witness to God, a witness to our Lord. He leapt for joy in his mother's womb when the Blessed Mother carried Jesus in her womb. The two mothers met, the two unborn children met. One was the Son of God, the other the greatest prophet, the precursor of the Lord, the forerunner of the Lord. And as soon as it says that John heard Mary's voice, he leapt in his mother's womb. The church says he was at that moment cleansed of original sin, filled with the Holy Spirit, and would become, from that moment on, a witness for the Lord. We know that Jesus and John were cousins. John grew up in the desert, perhaps the Essene community down by the Dead Sea, spent his time praying and fasting, preparing people for the Messiah, baptizing people with the Jordan River, preaching. He was a bridge between the Old Testament and New Testament, calling people to repentance that the kingdom of God was near, pointing people to the Messiah. And he lived a life of great penance and austerity, wearing a garment of camel hair, eating locusts and wild honey. And it was those years of small sacrifices that eventually gave him that grace to make the big sacrifice of his life for Christ and for the truth and for the sanctity of marriage. So he called people to conversion, called people to get baptized, and he really had no fear. He was willing to speak out against the political leaders of his day. King Herod, not the one who tried to kill Christ as an infant, but his son, Herod, was one of the Herods in that territory. And this King Herod had gone on a business trip and brought back his brother's wife and was living openly in adultery with his brother Philip's wife. And John spoke out about that and said, "It is sinful, it is wrong for you to be living with your brother's wife." Now, in today's gospel, we see that King Herod, it says, "Fear John." He was in awe of this holy man. It says he knew him to be a righteous and holy man, but he had him arrested on account of Herodias, the woman he was living with, because of her scorn and her influence and her power. She made sure that King Herod had John arrested so he would not openly speak about their adulterous relationship. And it says, Herod kept John in custody, chained in prison. And an interesting point, it says, when he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed. He couldn't understand everything John was saying. It says, yet he liked to listen to him. There was this attraction to the truth. But because of Herodias, she had him imprisoned. Well, we hear in today's gospel that it was Herod's birthday. It was a large party. Everyone was there, all the military officers, all the leading men of Galilee, all the rich and famous, like a big Hollywood party. Everybody was there. And during that time, obviously, there was great drinking and tremendous immorality and drinking and dancing. And if you ever want to see a very powerful portrayal of this, watch the movie Jesus of Nazareth. How many of you have seen that movie, Jesus of Nazareth, like 6 hours? Watch the scene about the birthday party, and you'll see that it was really Herod, who was just so consumed with alcohol and drunkenness and lust, that he lusted after this daughter of Herodias, the woman he was living with. And he said, "I promise you, I'll give you anything you want, even to half my kingdom." It says he swore this to all his guests. Imagine that, giving up to half his kingdom. He basically was proposing her marriage. And of course, that upset the mother. Now she was being cast aside in favor of her younger, more beautiful daughter who had seduced Herod, filled with lust and drunkenness, that now he wanted her instead of the mother. So of course, she was upset. She had this woman scorned. She was wanted to hurt Herod so badly that when the girl says, "Mother, what should I ask for? Should I ask for half the kingdom? Should I'm willing to come one of his wives?" She said, "No, we want the head of the man in prison, the head of John the Baptist." And so the girl came back and says, hurried back into the king's presence. All the guests are listening. What's she going to ask for? Half the kingdom? She says, "No, I want you to give me on the platter the head of John the Baptist." And again, when you see, because it's Christopher Plummer in the movie, you see how tormented he was and how deeply, it says, distressed he was, because he had made this oath in front of all his guests. He did not want to break his word. So he gave in to peer pressure. As you know, we have patron saints for things. We also have patron sinners. And Herod is the patron sinner of politicians who give in to peer pressure, who don't follow what they know is right, but who care too much about what other people think, human respect, what other people think. So he's the patron sinner of those who will give in and not be people of integrity, but will do whatever is expedient. And so he is so distressed, but he gives in to the peer pressure, and he tells the executioner to dispatch his head. So he goes off, beheads John in prison, and they bring up, imagine this, during a birthday party, bringing in on a platter the head of a saint. And they give it to Herod, gives it to the girl, she gives it to her mother. His disciples heard about his martyrdom and came and took his body and placed it in a tomb. So when we look at his life, we see that he was a witness from really the womb to the tomb, from his earliest days of life until his final ending when he gave his life in the prison. He spoke out fearlessly against this immorality that was taking place, and he gave his life for really the sanctity of marriage, for one of the commandments. They're very similar to Thomas More and St. John Fisher, who would have to stand up against Henry VIII for his open adultery. So very similar martyrdoms of John the Baptist, Thomas More, and St. John Fisher, and these great saints who are willing to die for the truth of Jesus Christ. And so we pray today, St. John the Baptist, pray for us.